Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Hey guys, Adora here, and welcome to episode 9 of Today at 5 a.m. Whew, we're doing a good job on this, okay? I'm patting myself on the back, and I'm patting you for listening. Okay, no, I shouldn't pat you, like that would be socially inappropriate. Anyways, episode 9. The thought that I'm going to be sharing today is, I cannot give what I would like to, but I will give something. And this is actually quite important for the times that we're currently in. So just listen to me and you might learn something amazing from this. No, you will learn something amazing. Okay. So about 8 years ago, there was a guy that used to sit at the same spot on a street near where I lived. And I would take time to like chat with him. I would give him money and sometimes just give him like items that he needed. And I did this for about a year and a half, like nonstop. Like he knew me. So we'd chat and I'd give him stuff. But then at some point, things became financially tough. And I realized that I couldn't give him as much as I wanted to. So I would just drive past a different street so I can avoid him. Like I needed to not see him so that he doesn't feel like, oh my gosh, like she's not giving me anything, you know. So I would drive through another street and I'll just like avoid him. And if I was driving past the street that he was on, like I would be looking straight. I would try not to nod at him or not to, you know, make eye contact with him. And I started to feel really bad that I couldn't do much for him anymore. Like, I didn't want to have to see him every day. So the solution in my mind was, if I can just avoid that route, like, I will just, you know, not have to deal with it. And so when things finally, like, got stable for me, like, when I became more financially stable, I decided, like, I'll go and look for him. And I realized that he was gone. Like, he wasn't there anymore. And that made me very, very sad. So that's what I want to talk to you guys about today. There are times where you avoid someone or you avoid something because you feel like, you know, you can't do much for them. So you tell yourself, like, I don't want to visit my family because the hope that I had by now was that I would have bought my parents a house. You tell yourself, you know, you don't want to see your friend who lost someone close because you feel like you cannot give them what you would like to. So you feel like, you know what, I don't think I can give them, you know, what I would really like to give them in this period, right? You also sometimes will avoid your employees because you feel like they deserve more. So if you're an entrepreneur, you know, you avoid certain things because you feel like, you know, your employees deserve more, but you also know that you cannot afford more. So you keep running away from everything. You keep running away from everyone. And you just keep telling yourself that you have good intentions and you will return when you've hammered. In your mind, hammering will make up for the absence, right? So you tell yourself that you'll call them when you're better settled. Let me talk to you real quick. Get in here. All right. So one, you're telling yourself very dangerous lies. Most people will remember your absence, regardless of how well you do in future. You cannot buy everyone. So don't think that, oh, if you're disappearing now, like you show up later, you show up with money and everybody's going to be cool. There are going to be people that are not cool, right? Who don't care whether you have money or not. So that absence that you have, that absence you have created, right, that has left a void in their hearts, right, and in their minds, can do more damage than good to you in the long run. Two, you may not be able to give what you wish or intend, but you can give something. You can give your time, you can give your kindness, you can give your listening ears, you can give advice. Find something that you can give. Three, God didn't put you on earth to be full of intention. God checks your actions. So you can have good intentions in your heart. Like you can be like, oh yeah, God knows that I really want to do this, but God checks your actions. So small actions are better than big intentions. Four, I pray that you do not ever lose the opportunity to tell and show people how much you care about them because you're trying to hammer, because you're trying to make money first. They might not be there when you're actually ready with your hammer.